Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
CJ Hurt's going to join us during the next segment. His football team's got a big game this weekend as they travel to take on the Sooners of Oklahoma. We'll talk to him about that and a little bit more. But before we do that, let's get into the list. Pablo Torre. Well, on the latest episode of Pablo Torre Finds Out, our favorite podcaster is now making a little bit more news. The LA Clippers and team owner Steve Ballmer reportedly have been accused of circumventing the NBA's salary cap by paying $28 million to Kawhi Leonard for a, quote, no-show job. Pablo Torre, a podcaster and former ESPN contributor, reported Wednesday that the Clippers paid Leonard through a now-bankrupt company owned by Ballmer. In the latest episode of his Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast, Torre cited a trove of internal documents from the company Aspiration, which Ballmer partially funded with a $50 million investment through his personal LLC back on September 14th of 2021. Later that month, the Clippers announced a $300 million partnership with the now bankrupt Aspiration, including sponsorship in the team's new arena and on the team's jersey patch. According to Torre, Leonard agreed to a four-year $28 million endorsement deal in April 2022 through his LLC, KL2 Aspire. A lot of LLCs with Aspiration. And the endorsement deal came 9 months after Leonard signed a four-year $176.3 million contract to remain with the Clippers, the maximum allowed at the time, under the NBA's collective bargaining agreement. A clause in one of the documents purportedly obtained by Torre states that the deal between Aspiration and KL2 Aspire would be voided if Leonard left the Clippers. According to Torre, Leonard could also, quote, decline to proceed with any action desired, end quote, by Aspiration and continue to get paid. An unnamed employee who reportedly worked for Aspiration told Torre that the payment to Leonard was, quote, to circumvent the salary cap, end quote. Neither Mr. Ballmer nor the Clippers circumvented the salary cap or engaged in any misconduct related to Aspiration, the Clippers said. Any contrary assertion is provably false. That seems very legal. The team ended its relationship with Aspiration years ago during the 22-23 season, when Aspiration defaulted on its obligations. Neither the Clippers nor Mr. Ballmer were aware of any improper activity by Aspiration or its co-founder until after the government instituted its investigation. The team and Mr. Ballmer stand ready to assist law enforcement in any way they can. The NBA has now also released a statement saying that we are aware of this morning's media report regarding the LA Clippers and are commencing an investigation. That happened about 10 minutes ago, so that is in a timely fashion. A very quick response there from the NBA. So, couple of things here. Number one, I find it hard to believe that this is the only reason that Kawhi Leonard signed with the Clippers. Number two, I also think that Kawhi Leonard is not the only player in the NBA that is signing this kind of deal. So we also have to get to Cuban's response. So Cuban
tweeting out his response. My while you get that pulled up, my initial like, how about shout out to Pablo Torre? We're less than 48 hours after the North Carolina story becomes probably slowly becoming less of a story here with Bill Belichick. He's got a whole nother story developing that he's involved with as a true journalist that he is.
So also, quick side note: did y'all see the best sign at Chapel Hill on
for the Bill Belichick game? What was it?
So
the best is this sign. The one that we talked about yesterday?
Yeah, so somebody had a banner with Air Jordan.
Oh yes.
And it was the silhouette instead of the trademark MJ logo. It's the silhouette of Belichick and Jordan doing the
yoga
Pilates
pose
thing.
On
yeah.
the beach.
Yeah, that was that
Pilates.
Was,
what was it? Yoga? Pilates? Whatever.
I don't know. You would know better than I would.
Yeah.
All right. Cuban, quote, "I'm on Team Ballmer." Yeah, of course you are. "As much as I wish they circumvented the salary cap, first, Steve isn't that dumb. If he did try to feed Kawhi Leonard money, knowing what was at stake for him personally and his team, do you think he would let the company go bankrupt, knowing all creditors would be visible to the world? They got scammed by Aspiration along with many others, crimes for which they pleaded guilty to last week. Scammers do scammy things. They did a $300 million sponsorship deal with the Clippers in 2021. That is a huge deal. Agreed on all accounts. The better the team does, the more valuable the sponsorship has. The more value the sponsorship has. If it actually makes perfect sense that if they stole money from investors and want the Clippers to succeed, why not give stolen money to help keep their best player? It's sad that Pablo Torre didn't take the time to find out about how these scammers pulled off their scam. The idea that the default is Ballmer, is the bad guy is going to backfire on him." I that was like that classic, like a couple of things he said, like, okay, that's true, but like you didn't convince me that that's not what happened. Because I do think what happens is this. Do I think this is purely Steve Ballmer finding another way to put money into a company, essentially like a shell company, to give to Kawhi Leonard?
I think this is what happens.
Like, a lot of times, this is the bigger question that I have. Is the whole reason why players go to glamorous markets because of the cities? Or are they going to glamorous markets because these are the teams and the markets that actually have the money to funnel it underneath the table? That is what I actually believe to be true. Do I really think Kevin Durant went just to the Warriors simply because he was just trying to win some championships and put it on his resume and move on? No, because there have been plenty of people inside his camp, and there's been plenty of reporting that a large reason of why he went out there was because the Warriors promised him deals based with partners in Silicon Valley.
Right. Yeah, so that's from the Grizzlies' perspective, this sounds not so great. Not that the other way that they wanted us to believe sounded great either, which was a lot of you wanted to play with your friends, right? I want to play with my friends, you know, for a while in the NBA. I want to play with my friends in a cool market, a cool city. I want to go to Miami.
Yeah, I want to live in these towns, to which I've always said I've never bought it. When they're in the season, they can go wherever they want anyway, and then after the season, they all live elsewhere.
Right.
Like, I've never just bought that whole aspect of it.
And it's temporary. Like, you're not going to...
Correct.
You're on the team, not...
Well, they're on the road half the season.
Right.
If not more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I never bought that whole explanation. But the larger question is, I guess, is the NBA going to do anything about it? Can the NBA do anything about it?
Well, they are investigating, as they say.
Of course.
This afternoon.
It only took them... I think I saw the first reports of this at about 7 a.m. today. And took them...
I think the pod went live at like 2 a.m.
And clearly a lot of people had been tipped off because there were already like the social media machine was already going early. So someone had seen advanced copies, and I guarantee the NBA was aware of it. So it took them another 8 hours to finally announce that we're launching an investigation.
I mean, Pablo does his, you know, and his team, they do their work. They have so much evidence, like it's an insane amount of evidence to support most of the facts that we know. There's still some stuff, like Cuban wants to say, you know, "I've never bought the so-and-so is too smart or not dumb enough to make these mistakes," because people make those mistakes all the time because they don't think they're going to get caught.
100%.
Yeah.
So especially even the rich and powerful.
Right.
Now, they figure out ways to pay and make it go away.
Pay and make it go away.
But it does come to light at some point.
If it comes to light, we'll just get rid of it. I don't buy that argument. And that's the meat of Cuban's argument. I think outside that, yeah, scammers are involved. Well, yeah. I mean, you had to get some people involved who did not, care.
100%. So now to the NBA side of this.
Yes.
I think, based on my understanding, nothing can be done to Kawhi. Because it's protected by the CBA.
I mean, nor should it be. It's one of those situations where you're going to take your best deal
now,
offer to you, right? I guess, right? As long as it's legal.
I did pay attention to the Clippers statement. I do think the one problem that Pablo has is like, do I think that Pablo is misrepresenting the truth? No, I do not. I do bet that there's enough plausible deniability that there's going to be some wiggle room. Now,
it does seem hard to, how do you know? I don't think it's, and this may be more of a question for the official legal analyst of 929 ESPN, Jeff Calkins.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem like they got it. It's beyond reasonable doubt. Not that you need that in a case like this.
So I think that's probably true. Now, the question, though, is how much proof, this isn't a court of law.
Right.
So
for the NBA, they can punish Ja Morant for having a Snapchat.
Correct. Like Ja was never accused of a crime.
Of right.
But image. And so that's where this becomes an issue because I rewind the clocks back to Adam Silver's first real moment on the job. The Donald Sterling fiasco happens and he organizes the sale of the Clippers for $2 billion, which at the time was nearly double the reported value, and his hand-picked team owner was Steve Ballmer. According to most with understanding of the knowledge, I don't know if it's Ballmer's on Team Silver or Silver's on Team Ballmer, but regardless, they seem to be two people that very much work together. Now, the other question for me is, okay, historically when we've seen this, where this is not something that hasn't been tried before, where you try to circumvent the salary cap, the penalties were usually draft picks.
Yeah.
Is that really a penalty? Like, the Clippers don't build their team through the draft. Like, it's almost like, I don't know, like, you're obviously going to have to hit them in the wallet, but as anyone would point out, Ballmer's like still like the 10th richest guy on the planet. So just finding him, like, does that matter? Could you maybe, like, you have to do something that tells the other teams in the league, you can't do this.
Or if that's what the
you can't get caught.
You can't.
Because I do not believe the Clippers are the only team doing this.
I mean, I would hope, Grizzlies fans, you should hope that they are, because, I mean, it does really, you wonder, why can the Grizzlies never get a free agent? Well, here you go.
This is the irony to me now. The team that feels like that's the closest thing that could actually be a dynasty is definitely a team that's not participating in this. Thunder.
Yeah, Thunder definitely not at the moment. So within the hour, so we've had a response. So Mark Cuban tweeting about it, Pablo tweeting back at Cuban, inviting Cuban on the podcast. Cuban has now accepted the invitation, it seems like, as he sends Pablo.
Well, he doesn't have a whole lot going on right now.
A direct message. Well, of course, but if he doesn't want to talk. So Pablo's like, come on the show to discuss my reporting. I have some questions I'd love to ask you. And Cuban has sent him a DM, so we could be getting an interesting follow-up. Pablo and Mark Cuban together to discuss this. And as more, I'm sure, will be this is all done by Pablo Torre. He does a podcast. This is obviously going to raise the antennas of other reporting and other places to investigate. And I do feel like we're going to learn a lot more about not just this, but other possible situations that could have occurred.
The thing that I really love that he's doing is he is actually going after stories that the leagues don't want you to know about.
Right.
Because that's where you'll actually start to really get that holds their feet to the fire. So I'm excited about that. I would also say this, though. It's okay, what are the penalties that would actually incentivize, that would actually be a deterrent? It's okay, if you tell the Clippers you forfeit, this isn't like the NCAA where you can be banned from the postseason.
Not going to do that.
They're either going to find you, take your draft picks, or the other thoughts that I was having is can you essentially say you forfeit all your playoff revenue for the next two playoff players.
I don't think they care when you've got the one of the richest men in the world that owns the team.
Right, but the other teams would probably not want that precedent.
True, it would scare some teams. But I mean, the richer that these owners get and these teams' values, I don't know. Like,
okay, so here's the only thing I would say. A lot of these, they're now spending so much money to acquire these assets. I don't know how liquid a lot of these guys are. They're all, the price tag, you have to be insanely, but I don't know how liquid all these guys are.
What? No, you're right. I mean, should there be a combination of some type of monetary fine plus draft pick fine?
Well, like, I was thinking about this.
I like the salary cap penalty.
Yeah, my thing is, like, say, like, you only get 80% of the salary cap and you lose, like, two or three exceptions.
Yeah, and I don't know how long that would last, or you lose an exception. It seems like, based off of what we've heard, this is the current situation, the commissioner is friends with the owner, I don't think we're going to get that big of a slap. I think there's going to be a lot of deniability, like we're getting from Mark Cuban, that it was not a big deal, that this was a scam, or people were tricked, or they didn't do it intentionally, yada, yada, yada. And so I think the punishment is not going to be severe. A couple second round picks, and they're going to try to move on until we get more stuff out there. And maybe, you know, there could be some type of a fine that's just is not going to be impactful. But we'll see. I mean, the story is developing today. It's definitely something to watch if you're, which we all are here living in Memphis, if you're a fan of the Grizzlies and you're trying to, you always hope that at least it's equal and fair across the board, and you hate to see these things that were so commonly discussed in college sports to, like, say, this is also happening in the pros. We thought this was, like, they had strict, legitimate salary cap. I mean, the integrity of the salary cap is so important for being a small market franchise. Like, you have got to believe that everybody is playing by the rules. The last thing we need in Memphis is to find out somebody else is spending more money that we don't have to be spending. What is FedEx supposed to be making something for somebody? What's going on here, Jeffrey?
We're trying to get them to redevelop downtown.
We got to get them to do everything, and now they got to start paying players on the Grizzlies.
It's why I don't buy. I've never bought the narrative about the whole Glamour Markets thing. It's like the Glamour Markets. No, there's just more people to pay them under the table.
Well, at least in this case, there's something there. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Something's going on, and somebody knows. And if you watch some of the, which I have not watched the entire thing of Pablo, but you watch, he's got people talking that are saying that it was said that this was to circumvent the salary cap that was said to them. So, like, who is saying that? It's a little bit unclear, but, like, it's being spoken of that this whole thing, that the evidence that's there, there's a chain of people saying, yes, I know that's why that was there. It looks exactly like it is. That's what it is. That's what it looks like.
The other thing that I find interesting about this story, or his reporting, we live in this era where so many of my friends that are sports writers, like, they all just complain about the aggregations. Like, all of my work just gets aggregated. Like, even if I work hard, it's like, I am sympathetic to the idea that you worked really hard to report on something and it just, you know, it essentially accreditation doesn't matter. I get all that.
Right.
He seems to be the one person that lives in this era, and he's making it work for him. Because now,
yeah,
everyone,
credit,
like, everyone just cites it and whatnot, but it's like, I also wondered this.
Is it because the stories are so big,
I think this is a weird, it's somehow, like, tangentially related to the video element. It's one thing when we read Ray Rice beat his girlfriend, but then when we see it, we're like, oh my God. There's something
about reporting.
I think if he were just writing this, I don't think it's impactful. I think it's the fact that he's able to.
Oh, it's impactful. People are talking about it
the
today.
The video stuff, but like,
the
he's also getting
constantly. We're talking about the story and not nearly. Pablo's not nearly as involved in the story publicly.
Yeah, but
in
I
the
think
discourse.
But I think there's something about the fact that he's telling it as, like, an audiovisual medium. Like, there's something
no doubt. It's awesome. All right. The way he's doing it. It's different than anything we've really seen.
Kevin Cerita.
Yes. I'm on the list.
I'm now starting. You know, I've always told you, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but now I'm now, like, I just need to see a couple of pieces of evidence, and then I'll start to say, all right, I'll take your literature.
All right, what we got?
I think you and the Swifties might be onto something.
Taylor Swift for the Super Bowl, you think it's happening?
So Roger Goodell just went on an absolute another just nut grinder of an interview today with the Today Show. He was asked by Savannah Guthrie about the possibility of Taylor Swift performing at the halftime. Quote, "We would always love to have Taylor play. She's a special, special talent. And obviously she would be welcome at any time." Asked whether such a performance is in the works, the NFL commissioner replied, "I can't tell you anything about that. Is it a maybe?" Guthrie followed up, "It is a maybe," Goodell confirmed. So
that is huge.
Well,
huge
if you're just to lay out the mechanics of it, the commish does not do a single interview that is not pre-scripted. Like, the commish is not going to invite Pablo Torre to sit down for an hour and a half long podcast. Like, that's never going to happen. It's always going to be...
Hey, commissioner, please read this document.
It's going to be with...
right in front of you.
It's going to be with Greeny. It's going to be with somebody that's pre-approved, and the questions are pre-approved.
Is this a strategic rollout of some sort?
I think it is. I think it's all... Like, this is what she does. She's a brand marketer.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely... Look, so you think it's happening now, just based off of this one...
I'm just saying, I might tell the Swifties, I might tip the hat to them on all the sourdough crap.
Oh, the sourdough... that could not be totally unrelated, right? But so for those...
You know what? Even if it's unrelated, I give them credit. If it was unrelated and, like...
Here's where we're at.
They're the ones that put it into the universe.
I want to catch the listeners up. So if you missed last week's show, you can go back and listen to the podcast, of course, as Jeffrey always tells you. They're available there wherever you get your podcast. We kind of broke down the possibilities and all the different speculations surrounding Taylor Swift performing at the halftime show of the Super Bowl, because Swifties have pivoted from the... Now that she's engaged, she's got to be doing the Super Bowl next. And this news today does seem to lean towards it. Where we are in the calendar is September 3rd. It was on September 8th last year that we found out that Kendrick Lamar was performing at the halftime show for this previous Super Bowl.
September 8th, is that what we said?
Yeah, September 8th. So we are within that traditional announcement week, if you will. Like, we're very close. Like, it's happening in September. We should find out.
Oh, my God. You know what's going to happen?
It's going to happen very soon. You think it's going to happen this weekend? When is it going to happen?
Do you know what happens on Friday?
We have is it a Netflix game on Friday? What's the game? What's happening?
I think we're YouTube. I think it's
YouTube
just
TV. Yeah,
YouTube.
YouTube.
No,
yeah,
not YouTube. YouTube TV. Streaming on YouTube.
So I can watch it if I don't have YouTube TV.
It is.
Okay.
Thanks be to the commish. Customer first.
That's how I watch the New Heights podcast as well.
Do you know who will be do you know who will be playing?
This is the Kansas City game. It's Friday night.
Friday night on YouTube TV. Is that where the announcement happens?
We've got...
It's Chiefs Chargers.
I mean, is that how they roll it out, or they just do an announcement? But, like, do they want it to overshadow anything happening this weekend? They won't overshadow college football Saturday by announcing it on Friday, and then
they will not care at all about that.
I know they don't. They want to overshadow it, so they don't care, so they can announce
now,
it on Friday.
I think you're onto something.
They're on a news cycle.
I don't think they want to overshadow the game. So what you could tell me is there will be a special post-game announcement on YouTube. Because I'm assuming they're going to do a pre- and post-game show.
They can announce it, then they have the news cycle until the games kick off on Sunday.
Which will also lead to conspiracies, because if the Chiefs win and then Kelsey's on the studio set and they're announcing Taylor Swift as the halftime performer, we'll get NFL rigged.
Yeah. So you're saying the commissioner, this is adding for the Swifties out there listening who have the conspiracy theories, he would never be asked these questions
Correct.
Without approval.
100%.
And his answers are important. We talked about it earlier with John Calipari. Like, how do you pivot away from a question you do not
yes.
want to answer? Or are you doing
but
it
he,
because you don't
he,
want to
how
reveal?
How do you pivot away for he just doesn't accept the questions.
Yeah. And he did seem very open to it.
Yes.
When if it's not happening, then...
This
you know,
is
you don't
where
make the, you don't make the offer to the coach
this
unless
is me
they're
the
going to accept the
this
offer.
Is me,
you don't.
This is me offering my hand to the Swifties. I don't know the coded language of your queen. I do know how Goodell operates. When he does
of
this.
Of your Voldemort.
Correct.
You know how his.
Well, Voldemort was way more intelligent than this. This guy's a blockhead that just happened to be like a senator's son. Like, he is the ultimate just right place,
so
right
time.
So
is he just one of the Ministry of Magic professors?
He's
more so than
he's Thicknies. He's under the Imperius curse. Like, he's just all the actual Voldemorts of the are all
the
owners.
He's just
the
villain for one movie, is what you're saying. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, he's the Minister of Magic.
What's the class? Dark Arts. Yeah, like they rotate those out. They're not as smart as Voldemort.
He's the politician
villain
that's under the Imperius curse. That's the Minister of Magic.
Okay, so he's got a lot of control.
Correct.
He's got a lot of power.
Yeah, but he's under the Imperius curse of the end.
We somehow got Harry Potter involved in this Taylor Swift conversation. But I'm with you. It does look like it's. I did not last week believe it, but now I'm believing more so. And we're probably within a week of finding out of who is performing at the Super Bowl. And man, seems like Taylor Swift could be it. Could be time.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will have CJ Hurt join the program, get his thoughts on the Kawhi Leonard situation, as well as the big game in Norman, Oklahoma on Saturday night. Stick around and listen to Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Kevin, before we welcome CJ Hurt to the program, I was thinking about this one other thought. Before Tay-Tay decides to commit to doing the Super Bowl halftime, if I could tell the Swifties and Taylor one thing, I don't pretend to know the mechanics of your shows, but I do know this. I would wait for another Super Bowl. Santa Clara, not a great Super Bowl stadium. And then number two, halftime's not dark.
Yeah.
West Coast. Lights don't look as good. The whole show, not there.
But she could do something special.
I'm sure she'd figure it out. We now welcome to the program CJ Hurt. You can hear him every weekday on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt. You can also check out the HBCU Huddle. Follow him on X at ConRadicalness. All right, CJ. I really like the Wolverines +6 this week, but I can't decide if that's like SpongeBob SquarePants. Here would be my case, and you tell me, because this is a team that you follow much more closely. John Mateer has never played a defense ranked higher than 35th in SP Plus, and that one didn't go great. And on average, he's been playing teams in the 100s. That will not be Michigan's. And I feel like, yes, Bryce Underwood is a freshman quarterback, but holy cow, he still does stuff that I could not believe. I just feel like, I just kind of think the Wolverines are getting wildly undervalued here.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's wildly. Look, I'm a Michigan fan, so I like Michigan straight up. But if we take just a pure take that have me put my fandom to the side for a moment, this is a Michigan defense that is without Mason Graham, who went fifth overall to the Browns, I do believe. And then you got Kenneth Grant as well along that defensive line. He's no longer there. He went 13th overall to the Dolphins. So that's not one, but two early first round defensive line stars that Michigan is without. Now they're doing it a bit more by committee this year. So maybe that helps them out a bit on defense. Cause I'm going to tell you, when those two were out of the game defensively, oh, Michigan crumbled. You could push Michigan around. You could bully them. There was no pressure getting to the quarterbacks. And then when you put those two back into the game, this was an issue in the Texas matchup and in some of the other games that followed. Well, if those two are in the game, we can't push them around. Hell with it. Let's just throw the ball on the outside. And Michigan wasn't able to make tackles in the secondary. And so you're able to move the ball that way on bubble screens and on tosses. I don't think you're going to be able to do that this year. And I think where Oklahoma will try to take advantage of Michigan will be with that defensive line. Let's see how good you guys did a really good job against an inferior opponent last week. Let's see how good you really are hat on a hat against the run. Let's see if you guys can stop us. And then defensively, this is a true freshman at quarterback with only one game of experience. And Underwood, Venables is a really good defensive-minded coach. That's how he got this job, being an elite defensive coordinator at Clemson. Let's throw some things that he hasn't seen before. Let's try and confuse him in the pre-snap and make him hold the ball a bit longer than what he wants to. Let's see how quickly he can read a defense. So if you're Oklahoma, I think that is what your thoughts are, as well as, hey, we're at home. Let's make it real uncomfortable for him. I do think this kid is a gamer, though. Some of those throws he was making, we're like, okay, I know he's a true freshman. I know they're playing somebody who's not a power conference team. But holy smokes, man. Some of those throws he was making when he was stepping up into the pocket, then sliding, keeping his eye down the field, and hitting people in stride, throwing dudes open a couple of times was really, really impressive.
Now, you know what else was impressive from the throwing department? I can't tell you how many young quarterbacks I watch when they have a screen pass, and they either just like throw a line drive, they throw a screen pass that basically either stops the receiver or stops the running back. He was just like layering even in the screen game, and he was allowing guys to get open. Like, I watched so much college football this Saturday. Like, I just found myself going, like, this guy's worth all the hype.
Listen, I have to be careful. Don't want to get too high, too low. But, he certainly looks the part. Again, it was against somebody who's not very good, but Michigan played around with their food a little bit. And that game was uncomfortably close for me in the third quarter. And they still found a way to not just get the win, but do so in dominant fashion.
I kind of chalked it up to New Mexico. New Mexico's a tough scout. You've got a new coach, and yeah, you could have watched Idaho film, but like, you don't really know. They were running every trick play in the book. Like, I just kind of chalked it up to like, that's a tough scout, but I kind of saw the things from Michigan that I felt like I wanted to see, which was when you consider Davis Warren was what you were trotting out last year, like, it wasn't like the standard for Bryce was very high. If you can get plus quarterback play, like, all of a sudden, like, I think the Wolverines deserve to have some hype.
He looks game breakerish.
Yes.
Right. And I can't think, I guess Devin Gardner was that, Denard Robinson as well. So we'd have to go back to the early 2010s to find, I think, a quarterback who you say, oh, this is a dude who could bust the game wide the hell open. And that's the thing that I like about him. I love J.J. McCarthy. got me a couple of Big Ten titles, got some wins over Ohio State as well, got a national championship. Love me some J.J. McCarthy. But J.J. wasn't going to break the game open. He wasn't going to go out there and win you games. You weren't going to be able to say, hey, J.J., go out there and win this thing for us. Make all of the big plays that we need on offense so that we can get the win. What you could say to J.J. was, though, hey, go get us this first down. And he could go out there and do that. Bryce feels like you could put the entire thing on his shoulders and say, hey, Bryce, go carry us all the way through there. He's a true freshman. It is one game against New Mexico. I understand that. But I am very, very excited about this guy at quarterback. I'm so excited about him. I'll let it slide that Michigan let Lloyd Carr's grandson get to Notre Dame.
Yeah. And honestly, of all the young quarterbacks, I also thought he looked pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, especially with so many guys that were
looking real good.
Yeah, like I mean, I get it. They weren't asking him to make the most difficult throws, but honestly, Texas wasn't asking Arch to make the most difficult throws, and he wasn't doing it. And then, you know, when the game got tight, he stepped up. He made some plays. Like I thought he was one of the better freshmen that I saw as well.
Oh yeah, I hate Notre Dame with everything in my body, almost as much as I hate Ohio State. And I don't know, I would probably hate Michigan State if they were any damn good, but like, is Notre Dame and Ohio State the ones that I really, really hate? And I watched that game thinking, oh, Notre Dame's got I know they lost, but that's not a bad performance for a young man in his first college football game in that environment against that program with all of the tradition that Miami has and all of the talent that Miami has. That was a 10-win team last year. They bring talent back. They go in the portal. They get more talent to come through. And Notre Dame hung with them with a freshman quarterback making his first start on the road in Carr. I was impressed by him as well.
Yeah, I'll admit I didn't watch Michigan last weekend, but I'm kind of being forced to watch them this weekend. It's the only two top 25 teams playing each other. It was a very easy decision for College Game Day, of where they were going this week, as you have Michigan versus Oklahoma there in the teens, in the top 25 polls. But there are some other interesting games this weekend. Anything else you're looking at? Like South Florida versus Florida, Jeffrey. I know Memphis fans need to keep a close eye on that. And even Troy Clemson. Like, is Troy, can they do, like, how bad will they lose to Clemson the week before?
This is a bad week to play Clemson.
You think? You're probably right.
Yeah. You know, they are infuriated. Right,
yeah.
Now. I'm trying. I got to pull up the schedule here because I don't have the
it's not
game.
Great. We also got Kansas and Missouri.
It's a letdown for sure.
Kansas, Missouri's.
Iowa State is this week, isn't it?
Yeah, we got El Asico this week.
Yeah, I'm super interested in that.
Ole Miss goes to Kentucky.
SEC football.
Hey man, it's the game that cost Ole Miss the playoff last year.
So there's definitely some interest.
You got Oregon and Oklahoma State. If you're looking for a power on power, Kansas and Missouri, that's another rivalry. Again, the game I'm most intrigued by this week is Iowa State. That's always a wacky game. It's always, and by wacky, I mean, like, you wouldn't surprise anybody if the final score of that game was 3-5. I don't think so.
No, you could talk me into 2-0, a 4-3 game. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out of
the makings for one of those ugly ass games. And then from an upset potential standpoint, keep an eye on that Jackson State Southern Miss game. You know, it's been a while since the HBCU has jumped up and knocked off an FBS opponent, I think.
Southern really went all out in that Mississippi State game last week. That is kind of a letdown spot.
100%. I mean, that was a home game, big game for them in Hattiesburg last weekend. I'm out on any Iowa. I'm boycotting Iowa games since that Hy-Vee grocery store said they're not coming to Bartlett. I don't know if you've been following that story, but that's an Iowa grocery store chain. I'm boycotting all Iowa games. I will not turn them on. We need
another one.
I thought we were going to get a new grocery store chain here.
How many different grocery store chains do you need? It's an Apple. It's going to be an Apple whether or not you're at the Schnucks, or if you're at this,
we don't have Schnucks anymore.
Whatever, Kroger. Uh-huh. It's all Albertsons. It's all private equity. It's all Albertsons, Kroger.
But
Oh, nobody said anything about.
I guess I can't say too much. My dad sold to them for a long time too.
Which
what?
Which game, CJ? We didn't say anything about. Nobody said
Mississippi State.
Yeah,
Mississippi
State,
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
I still wish that game were. I wish that game were in the pure heat and humidity, because I know everyone's like, oh, they're Arizona. They can deal with heat. When you watch the West Coast kids deal with humidity, it is just hilarious to me.
Watching them deal with humidity. Yeah. It's a lot like watching these Southern teams.
Yep, watching me deal with anything below 60 degrees. Right. Yes.
It's incredible. My favorite example of that, not the most recent one, Tennessee falling to Ohio State. I hated that. That sucked. But I can't remember which bowl game it was. It was in Orlando. It was like 45 degrees, which is cold. It's balmy. And it was Miami versus Wisconsin.
Yep.
Miami is running around out there. And like jackets under the heater.
Yep.
They are very clearly cold. And
that move
is just like it's a day at the beach. Like we're out here.
Yeah, no,
out.
They were in shorts.
It's crazy. Yeah.
No, the other one last year, because I famously told Tim last year, when Tulane went up to play Army in the American title game, and remember the week before it was the Thursday night Thanksgiving game and the Tigers played Tulane and it was like unusually cold. And I was like, oh, Tulane's cold. And I was like, they're going to go up to Army and they're going to be cold and they're going to play the option. I was like, they're not going to like that. And Army just ran all over them.
Yeah, man, it's a different. I saw it a couple of times. It always warms my heart to see people make business decisions on the football field. It's a different business decision to make. When you got to go step in and fill the hole when it's 75 degrees
cold,
and when it's 30 and you're cold. Oh, that pad thuds, your whole body aches. It's different.
It's the worst. All right, my man, you're good to join us. We appreciate it.
All right, man.
That is CJ Hurt of Grind City Media. When we come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, boys. For today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story. Bill Simmons has had Charles Barkley on his podcast, and they go through a lot of things. And for one of the topics that Bill is very passionate about, because it's basically breaking up the Celtics, it's the second apron of the collective bargaining agreement. And he and Barkley get into it, and Barkley defends it, saying that the league needed to do it because he cited LeBron and Kevin Durant for the super team trend and says that the NBA was right to do so. Well, our today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story. That made KD fire up the old Twitter machine. Oh, since we're playing the blame game again, I select Bob Myers as the fall guy. He's selecting the GM for you. Did Bob hold you at gunpoint to sign with the Warriors?
Well, yeah, play the blame game. It's not a great game to play. Don't play that game. Play trivia or bingo tonight.
Where are we playing trivia?
Oh, trivia tonight. We're Ghost River tonight. We got our new spot. We're Rocky's there in East Memphis playing for cash prizes,
but also
music bingo tonight in Carville, South Haven, and off abroad at Hampline.
And we'll also be playing Rider Than Right trivia tomorrow morning, 10:30.
Tickets to the fair.
On the Jeff Calkins Show. Want to thank CJ Hurt for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.